All right. Well, before I get started, I'll first introduce myself. My name is Scott McFabe. I'm the CEO of BluMetric. And before I jump into my presentation, I thought this is a great opportunity to first and foremost thank everyone who's been following our story or investing in our company. Greatly appreciate it. Really do see a wonderful future here for you and your investments, and look forward to telling you what we're up to and what we need to do next. So as preparing this presentation, concurrent with preparing this presentation, we were in the throes of finishing an acquisition. I don't know if anybody of you have been involved with M&A. I've never had one actually land on the day we said we were going to complete it, except this one. That's not to say that we rushed it, but we put a pin on the calendar to say it would be wonderful if we could complete our due diligence, which started back in May, just before this conference, so that not only could we tell you what we've done, but also what we're about to do. And so with that, we'll talk about the firm that I'm responsible for, the business. So investing in our sustainable future. Tell you why I'm with BluMetric. BluMetric is a company that really is comprised of incredible people, first and foremost. These people come up with amazing ideas, amazing solutions, and we do meaningful work. What we do is not pie in the sky, fly by, would be nice to have. The work that we do is meaningful and needed and necessary and makes a difference. And for all of those reasons, I'm delighted to be responsible as the CEO for this firm. So let's talk about who we are and what we do. Standard disclaimer, of course you can't read it, but forward-looking statements and such, you know the drill. BluMetric's a leading consulting and clean tech firm solving the world's most challenging environmental and water problems. We're really a water company, first and foremost. We're one of few that actually has two divisions, a clean tech division and a consulting division. And what makes a difference there is this is an entity that was the combined companies of a RTO, reverse takeover, about 12, 13 years ago, of a consultancy that did environmental work and water work, and a clean tech company that was traded on the TSXV by the name of Zephyrtech. I was recruited to come to this company about 7 years after the RTO is in a bit of trouble. Happy to report we're definitely not now, and we continue to build and prosper. So what makes us valuable? Talking to some investors, I think that's first and foremost on your mind, I would hope. We specialize from global sustainability, water tailwinds, and military demands. We say that we have technology that addresses all of that in terms of water, clean water and wastewater, agile systems, what we call mission-ready water. We continue to stay in the black. Taking us a little while, but we've operated a company since I've been involved where we've had no debt. We've had a $2 million line we had not been in at all. Recently doubled it in order to help facilitate our recent acquisition. And happy to report that we'll be paying that debt down very quickly as well. Proven a diversified customer base, allowing for resiliency in downturns. We're very diverse. We've got four different key markets and two main unit offerings that give us the opportunity where when they're all firing at the same time, it's unbelievable. When half of them are firing, we're doing just fine. And the chances of them all doing poorly is pretty slim to none. So we enjoy diversity within our markets and our client base, and also our technology offerings. A key inflection point. We've all been waiting for this day. Our business has been looked at mostly from the standpoint of a consultancy, which from the standpoint of being an investment is not all that exciting unless you're a 40,000, 50,000 person firm that's global. But the reality is that that group of people, those people really generated a lot of the revenue that's helped us stay self-funded to be able to invest in our clean tech business, which I can say today we're well on the path to being representing at least half of our revenue and beyond. We know it's the scalable part of our business. We know it's the part that we can really grow responsibly, quickly, profitably, and that's really where our focus is now. So we are definitely on the path to achieving that. Goal to increase our share of recurring revenues. We have relationship-based businesses, especially in the consultancy and in the technology side. In Canada, we're considered one of the, if not the, water expert for the Canadian Department of National Defense. If you are in the water on a Canadian ship, and you're drinking clean water, you'll be drinking it likely through a system that we installed and helped them maintain and operate. If you were in the field with the Navy or in the Army and you're drinking clean water, the chances are it's through one of our mobile systems. As they say, they tell us there is no mission without clean water. And we all know that to be true. You don't have water for 3 days, you're dead. There's your demand. If there's a market to fill, fill that one. Canada company now with significant larger expansion opportunity in the U.S. Our acquisition of Gemini Water closed September 24th. I'll tell you a little bit more about them in the presentation. They're based in Gainesville, Florida. They have a clean tech focus that has similar adjacent technologies to us, but in different markets with much faster sales cycles. By the numbers, this is not a startup. The company that I'm responsible for has been around over 40 years. It's been publicly traded about 15, but it's been around in its partners and foundation over 40 years. So this is an established entity. Over 5,000 projects in Canada, 82 commercial-grade clean tech systems currently operating, deployed, over 200 staff, not including our recent acquisition, 10 offices across Canada, 13,000-square-foot clean tech facility just outside of Ottawa. We doubled that capacity in order to deliver on the promises of book work we currently hold and have sold. $35 million top line, about 1.7 in EBITDA for 2023. Prime for expansion. We've been waiting for this day. You can see the dots, the big blue dots. That's where we do a lot of our work. The larger the dots, that's where we prevail a lot of our business. And the smaller dots are often is the offices, or the triangles are the offices. So we do have offices across the country. But our work is everywhere. We've enjoyed a very strong, continue to grow our business north of 60. We do a lot of work in First Nations, both environmental consulting and water tech, in far reaches of our northern country. But where we really needed to be, most of all, is south of the border. I'm very fortunate. Canada took me back. I was in the States for 24 years. I'm a Canadian. But my experience of 39 years, 24 were in the U.S. out of Chicago working for large water consultancies. I'm born and bred in Canada. I'm happy to be home. Thank you for taking me back. 7 years later, here you have me. So we've definitely seen the need to get into that market, obviously, but there's barriers to entry. We can't sell our military equipment in the U.S. if we don't have a foundation, a footprint, or a beachhead to be able to work out of. We have that now. In terms of how we reach and exist and grow there, we have partnerships with relationships that I've had, but this now provides us the opportunity to truly expand and sell into and deliver in the U.S. market with Gemini. In terms of our mission-ready water work, we'll explain that a little more. That really is taking our big systems that are so well-known and relied upon by our military and scaling them down so that they're agile. You don't need a big crane. You don't need enormous equipment that they have available to them. You can have this system applied for emergency response to the grid's down and you need water, you need to be able to produce potable water immediately. Putting boil bans in Indigenous communities behind us. We're happy to report we recently just sold a system recently to a community in British Columbia, in your own backyard, where we are scaling our technology to be able to deploy it in a remote Indian community or First Nations community. And so we're excited about that. And there's many other places where that can go, where the system is resilient, it's easy to operate, uses few consumables, very low energy requirements, and produces clean water at the ready. And you don't have to be a chemical engineer to operate it. We all know that in places like that that need it the most, the disadvantage because they don't have a lot of people like that, if at all. Partner with military contractors who had NATO access. We have stepped up our marketing and outreach of all Native communities, countries, working with various partners to make sure that they understand the value that we bring being their partner for clean water tech for the military and beyond. Some investment highlights. Specialized clean tech, as we say, we're building our brand for mission-ready water. We're taking what's known and relied upon and scaling it so that it's agile and can be deployed in many new markets, many new countries, and many new situations, and it's being very well received. Over 40 years of proven experience, mentioned that earlier, this is not a new entity, this is a better entity. Profitable business model. Since I've been here, we've worked hard and stayed in the black. We paid off our debt. When I first came here, we had $5 million worth of uncollateralized debt. Today, just before the acquisition, we had none. And a bank line that we hadn't been in 5 years, $2 million. Strong bookings for clean tech orders, absolutely. Growing needs are being filled. We look at our clean tech business this year is probably about $10 million of our $35 million in revenue. Our fiscal year ends at the end of this month. We expect that to double next year with the acquisition, but also with work in hand. So why are we unique to own? I think Brent Todd said it best this morning. We have driven and managed the business so that we can operate knowing that the funding that's going to be ours is going to be produced by us for the most part. And as we earn the opportunity to be able to work with our banks to be able to invest, they'll respond positively as they recently did. So we are one of the few that are profitable on EBITDA and also a net income basis. We have our dual business model that exposes us to different opportunities. You'd imagine the consultancy, we're working with top clients who have specific problems that need to be solved. Often they need to be solved not just with professional services, but also with specially designed technology that we can provide them with, be it mine sites, what have you. We're relied on by billion-dollar multinationals through leadership in water management and supply, and we have diversified player. We are a diversified player in military and mining. That's really where we sit. Again, I'll show you a drawing here shortly. I think it might be the next one. Yes. So you look at our four top markets. We're in commercial industrial on the top, government, military, and mining. And then the along the side, you see professional services and clean tech. Well, our professional services span across all markets. Not as much in military, that's developing, but that's really a big base of some of our current revenue. But when we bring Gemini into the picture, their sole markets are commercial, industrial, and government. They don't do military, or they haven't done military, and they haven't done mining. And so what we do is we combine now a clean tech business where we smooth out the sales cycle and the revenue production. These people are profitable. They are sought after. They are highly respected. We competed for this acquisition, and we won, I believe, on the basis of who we are. As Blue Metric, we respect who they are. We're not here to buy a fire sale and turn them up and turn them out and sell them off. That's not us. We want them to be part of the family, and when they're part of us, their people will do as well or better than they ever did. And as a result, we just closed this week. But they do work in markets that we need to do more work in, especially in the States. Their markets are really working for the cruise lines, Disney, and Carnival, name a few. So they do the shipboard systems. They also work on island nations. For those of you who may or may not be interested, I'm a trained hydrogeologist, for lack of better words, but that's water engineering. If you're an island nation and you're facing what's known as saltwater intrusion as a result of global climate change, the amount of recharge from precipitation that lands on an island and actually makes it to the aquifer to pump is less and less. The storms are more violent, they're spread out, and the amount of recharge to the aquifer is depleting year over year, yet the demand increases. So that bubble of fresh water that's underneath an island is becoming less and less as salt water around it intrudes. So islands are watching their water supplies in their wells go from clean to brackish to salt water. One of the premier contracts that Gemini just signed was with the government of St. Kitts. $14 million U.S. contract, currently $9 million U.S. yet to burn. That's in their backlog, and that's to deliver a 2 million gallon per day desalination system for the island. That's one island. There's many. Very shortly after that was a request from the Canary Islands. They're already at capacity. They need the same kind of help. So this is nothing that's going away. This is something that will prevail and persist, and we have the solution to resolve it. What used to be a cry for we need potable water for drinking sources has now developed into we need water for agriculture and drinking water sources. So we can stand in that gap and fill it quite nicely, and Gemini is doing a fine job doing that. Their reputation in island nations and through the Caribbean and also in water-depressed areas in the south is very high. And so really what we see here is a terrific addition to BluMetric, and that it's not only just the business beachhead in the U.S. It's not that we've managed to encourage and close on an acquisition that is accretive, it's profitable, it has, $20 million worth of backlog U.S. currently. It has enough business to sustain it well into the next fiscal year and beyond. And what that does for us from a number standpoint is it takes us from our, when I came around 25 to 27 million top line to 34, 35 to now, just adding on what they are going to bring to the table in terms of revenue production. We have Rheinmetall that's going into production. That is our smaller agile system we're building for the Canadian National Defense. That's just about done testing, and it goes into production next spring. Just those two should put us over with existing base backlog and burn rate over $50 million. So that was always a stated goal. We knew we needed to get past $35 million, and we knew that organically and through professional services wasn't going to happen. So this is a key pivot for us, is to invest in what we know we need to, and I am grateful that they have chosen us to be their host firm. So we look at Gemini as a great opportunity. We'll be spending some time down there to work with them and advance that business with us. The other benefit, of course, is we can now sell into the military. We have a defined piece of equipment that they need that should be not only valuable but also very competitive. We actually compete with militaries all the time because what we hear is when the Canadian Armed Forces are out doing what they do and they use our equipment, they do it alongside of other allies, and they prefer us. And the reason they prefer us is because what we do works. It's resilient, it's easy to operate, uses low consumables, low energy, all of those things I mentioned earlier. And when you're out dealing with conflict or you're just trying to raise water during the grid out, the last thing you want to do is be looking for filters. Flywheel drives new innovations. What we mean by that is ours as a business is a client-focused business model. We work directly with our clients to understand what the problems are, what in the universe of opportunities, the problems they deal with, how we can solve those problems and get ahead of things. When I first came, we got rid of all of our hobby technologies. It's very easy to get spun up on technology that we think has a value when really at the end of the day, it's not solving an immediate problem and it's really of no value to few people but themselves. That's gone. There is none of that in BluMetric today. What we do is we spend time with our clients, we accept their challenges, and we design and improve our technology on the basis of those requests. A key example would be we were deployed in Northern Alberta to be able to support the Army. We had to bring in one of our mobile systems. The water source was a very large but very shallow lake. It was highly contaminated because apparently that's where every goose in Canada winters over or in between head south. So it was a pretty dirty lake. Bottom line, they said, you'll never be able to produce clean water out of this. And as a result, we did. We came up with a proprietary way, backwashing our filters, to be able to keep them operating the entire time, and that now has become our standard. That was built by us with our clients' desire to be able to operate in a certain fashion. They now have a broader field of view for them to deploy. So we love that. We have our consulting side that feeds into our products and services, and we come up with our new innovations. So I don't have a billion-dollar R&D fund. We are aggressively focused on how we deliver and build what we do. I better get rolling here. Emission ready water. This is taking what we do on a large scale, scaling it down so that it's agile and mobile. What you can see on the far left is our big systems. The second is our scaled down systems for agile that goes into trailers. And we're even working on an even smaller one than that to see if we can come up with something that'll be for small, like mining camps and such. Long-term industry trends. Increasing regulations, water scarcity is clearly there, worsening globally, global tensions driving our military spend. It's in the news every day. Critical minerals for energy transition, we're helping there. Technology shift towards agile systems, we're addressing that. And North America infrastructure spending, now we can dip into the South as well. There's a list of a few of our clients. These are not small clients. These are established clients. These are Fortune 100 clients, quality relationships that we currently enjoy and continue to add to. We talk about Iqaluit. Very quickly, you may remember a couple of Christmases ago, Iqaluit's water supply was down. It was contaminated with diesel, because all of electricity in Iqaluit is generated by diesel generation. When their system was out, the military brought up three of our systems, set it up by the side of the ocean, and produced all the water supply for Iqaluit for 4 months at minus 40 Celsius. That was a seminal moment for us, because not only did the right thing and produce a solution, but it proved that our technology can work in the Caribbean, but it can also work in Iqaluit, minus 40. Giant mine effluent, we often get compared to some of our other comps to do more of this, but we do it as well. We run the mine water treatment system up in Yellowknife. We have an office in Yellowknife. So all the water from the mine gets treated by us. We operate, optimize, run their system. Nice, sticky contracts, multi-year contracts. I love our leadership team. I've got CFO Dan Hilton in the far right back. Dan's new to us as of a year. Pivotal in our be able to execute on M&A. Delighted to have him on the board. But the rest of the people here, this is not a green leadership. If you add this up, this is many, many years of experience that I have the privilege to work with. And I also call friends. Our board as well. These are all very seasoned people. Ian Moore McDonald, he's our chair. Ian Murray McDonald has been with the company 40 years. Wanda Richardson, she's new to us. She runs our HR and governance committee. And Dr. Dave Rudolph is a personal friend of mine. He is the former chairman of environmental engineering at the University of Waterloo, an international water expert. Strong balance sheet. Definitely well positioned to grow and see the trend. Stability in our revenues, as I said, 28 to 35 million. That doesn't include the addition of our new acquisition. How are we going to grow? Higher quality book business. We work very hard. Revenue may see the same, but it's not from the same clients. The client base is much better. New agile systems, as we've described. Expansion outside of Canada, that's now underway. And strategic consulting and technology acquisitions, we're constantly on the look for. Gemini really gives us a nice lift. You look at their revenues, their EBITDA margins around 10%. They came to us with initial cash of $3 million in the bank. Share values, they have a $1 million share allocation that we gave for this deal. It was a $5 million deal, $3 million in cash, $1 million in stock, and a $1 million earnout over 3 years to complete it. It's about 5x EBITDA for the acquisition, so we didn't pay too much, and we didn't pay too little. And here's the folks. This is the kind of systems they execute on. Not much more to say there. Mostly reverse osmosis. So what's the rationale? They diversify our clean tech customer base. We talked about that. We now have a faster sales cycle. Complementary IP and expertise. They have some. We have some together. It's very, very competitive, very unique. And then, of course, adds a U.S. Manufacturing facility, which we desperately needed. We had to have a footprint and a beachhead in the U.S. And we now have that. Their pro forma revenue, if you look at how they would add 21, 22, 23, it's significant, but they've got a really nice growth projection here that, again, I said should help us get to over that 50 million mark in 2025. Our pre-acquisition capital structure and stock information, if you owned our stock a year ago to today, you'd made 100%. Well on our way to improve on that. Outstanding shares, 29 million. Stock options, 3.4. Diluted shares, 3.3. Our market cap, give or take, is about 18 million. Why don't you read the rest? Takeaways, Specialized company in global sustainability, water tailwinds, and military demand are definitely there driving our growth. We need to stay in the black, focus on profitable growth, proven diversified customer base and resiliency so we can handle the downturns and take advantage of the upturns. We're at a key inflection point for our clean tech business, which we know is important to grow. We'll eventually surpass the 50-50 revenue pretty soon as we head towards where we need to head. It could be 75-25 and so on. Goal to increase our recurring revenues to support our tech and a Canadian company with now significantly larger expansion opportunity in the U.S. Thank you. You didn't show me the 1 minute button yet, so we were close. Thank you. 1 minute left. Any questions? Yes.
One second. What do you think the most important thing is for the market to understand about this acquisition that you just completed?
The most important thing here, I think, is a validation of what I've been presenting to the markets for a couple of years, and that is we are going to take our time and we're going to be very selective about who we look to acquire and how we acquire them and how we fund it. And we've taken a lot of time saying no to a lot of candidates, but we finally found one. And when we found them, we acted on them with the necessary level of due diligence to be comfortable with the decision. And it's exactly where we need to be. It adds geographic expansion where we require it. It adds to our clean tech portfolio where we said we needed it. And I think it's going to produce immediate growth.
Yeah, because over the past couple of years, the core business is kind of like flat from a top-line perspective. So is there some cross-sales synergies with Gemini?
Absolutely. Like I said, they sell into commercial, industrial, and government markets for clean tech, and we mostly sell into military and mining. And when you put them both together, there's opportunities to cross-sell for sure. But I think the big issue here is we found a way to get into the market, the bigger market we need to down south, and then to really take advantage of it. We talk about offshoring, onshoring. I call it north-shoring because we have a lot of Canadian talent we can deploy immediately to try and support a lot of the projects south of the border and grow from there. But, yeah, we have been stable, but we've also been changing and improving our portfolio clients. Like, what you don't see in there is we said goodbye to some bad ones and we said hello to some new ones and good ones. And we've also been self-funding ourselves, too. Like, for all the growth and investment in clean tech, that's all on us. All right. Thank you so much.